Okay, so this is vacancy owner update number one. Matt Simpson is calling an owner who has just put the property on the vacancy list.
Hello, is this Robin?
Yes, this is Robin.
Hi, Robin. Matt from Pro Rentals in Toowong. Do you have a minute?
I do indeed. Hi, Matt.
Hi. Just a quick call. My name's Matt. I'm the leasing director with prorentals.com.au. My job here is to rent your property fast.
Great.
Firstly, just a call just to let you know we've listed your property back for rent. We're looking for new tenants. To confirm your listing with you, we've got it listed here at $315 per week. And it's available on the 15th of February.
Yeah, that's right. Correct? That's what my property manager rang and told me. Great.
Great. Now, currently, the market that we've got at the moment, to tell you a bit of data, we've got last week we had 1,176 people register online for inspections. Now, with this week, we only have 875 people register for inspections. What that is showing us now is that the market is dropping very quickly and that we need to find a tenant very quick.
Okay.
Now, with that, we've got our inspection scheduled for this weekend for your property. Now, it's scheduled for Saturday the 17th of January at 4 p.m. With that, we have two people registered online for this inspection.
How do you know that?
We have a new system here with Pro Rentals where it's a must that prospective tenants register in online for our inspections. What this gives us is the tenant's name, contact number, and email address where we can contact them for feedback after the inspection. And that gives us, so we don't turn up at inspections where no one is turning up to. It's a good tool for us to see when we are going to have people turn up. Previously in history where we used to basically hope and pray that someone will turn up for our inspections, we know who is going to our inspections this time.
Okay.
After the inspection, which is at 4 p.m, I'll be in contact with you to let you know how the inspection goes. If the inspection doesn't go well, we can look at a price adjustment in your property. Considering that it'll be listed for 10 days at that point, what I would suggest is looking at a 10% decrease in your price. As it's listed at $315 at the moment, we'd need to drop to under $300.
Why would I want under $300? I want $300.
Well, with the price brackets at the moment, tenants aren't looking for a mid $300. They're looking in between brackets. So tenants would be looking for between $250 and $300, and then between $300 and $350. So pricing it under that $300 mark would be the best mark for you to be. It's just like looking at when you're at the shops. Do you know how there is an item there and it's priced for $29.95? How it just seems that little bit more appealing to you instead of pricing it at $30 exactly.
You mean like $29.99 is cheaper than $30, is that what you're saying?
It's not to be that little bit cheaper, it just looks a little bit more appealing to the eye that it is under that $300 mark.
Okay.
With also the next 7 days, we would be looking at another inspection on the 24th of January for that day, and would also be looking at placing up a sign. With that, is there any prospective tenants? Is there anything that you're looking for with prospective tenants? Is there any certain particular tenant that you're looking for your property?
No, you guys have been pretty good. You've found good tenants in the past.
Excellent, no worries. So I'll be in contact with you after the inspection to let you know how it goes. If you've got any questions, please feel free to either give me a call. My number here is 3721 6901, or feel free to contact your property manager.
Okay, great. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.